Okay, let's go after answering around 25 questions on. Okay, let me go. Oh, I didn't bring my Rambam. Okay, fine. Give me a Rambam. Okay, fine. Take a look in the Rambam Perek Bez Hilchot Pikudim. He says the Gemara has a whole bunch of ibayos. Gemara doesn't give an answer to them. Rambam, right? Question everyone asks: why the Rambam reversed the order of the Gemara? He did. Okay, Hashol min Ashutfim is a suffik. So what do you do in case of suffik? Lefikach. Next, Shol is a bamba b'bayim l'river. It's a suffik. Doesn't put in a lefikach here. Shol b'bayim v'soch shalom b'bayim. It's a suffik. Fine. So, the way I understand it, he doesn't repeat the lefikach all the time. This is the previous lefikach. What do you do? Makom suffik. Okay. Comes along the Rambam, our favorite person who deals with Pashia in an interesting manner. Hashaba Hashomer Harizim Mashalim. Wait a second. What's the difference from Pashia? Walks in the Magid Mishnah and tells us, you know why? Pashia Masik. So everyone throws up the answer. So what? What's it have to do? Pashia Babaylam is Potter. Let me go back to something. When Reb Chaim is explaining Ram Poshe Masik, says like this. Ram writes Bekarka, Poshe is going to be Poshe Masik Chayef. He says there are two types of Chiyuvim. I take your object from your rishus into my rishus. I have a chiyuv hashavah to give it back to you. However, if I can't give it back to you, I have a chiyuv achrayus. Doesn't say, however, what about karka? Karka, I never take anything from your rishus into my rishus. And not at all. So, if it's achrayus for chiyuv hashavah, it won't get started. That's what the Gzeresa calls it, excluding Shomasoch and Shaul say. But, Pshia is not because of a chiyuv achrayus for the lack of hashavah. Pshia is for the fact that he didn't watch. It has nothing to do with chiyuv hashavah. That applies to karka as well. Well, karka doesn't have, because I don't take it from one rishus into another rishus. No din hashavah. There's a meshicha b'shamer. I take it from a rishus to another rishus, and it's a chiyuv hashavah. Now, take such chiyuv b'bayla. What does that mean? Again, back to the way the Rambam learned the psukim. The first parsha is not talking, does not exclude anything whatsoever from chiyuv achrayus of a shomer. It says there is no shuas adayonim whatsoever on any on avodim shtaros v'karkos. No. Okay, it's a din shua. Chiyuv achrayus there is. That's why the Mishnah says shomachinam en anishba shomasoch en mashalim. It's a Mishnah and Shavuos, Beth Mabez. So let's try to understand. So Reb Chaim would understand, what's the pshat? What's the understanding of the Gzeiros HaKol? Then the Gzeiros HaKol from Ki Yiten is simply wherever there's a Chiyav HaShova and there's a Chayas for the lack in ability to Mekayim HaShova, so that doesn't apply to Avraham Shtaros HaKol. But wherever the chiyuv is not the chiyuv hashav, it's because I didn't perform my job. So then, that applies to karka as well. It's not a din mazik from the parsh of Maka Behem Yishomer. No, it's a separate parsh in Parsh Yishomer. We treat it as a mazik. Okay. This is how Reb Chaim explained it. Okay. Now, let's put this into our terms. Here. Bolavim Olo Yishalim tells me, since the Chiyuvim of Shomer Chinam and the Chiyuvim of Shomer Socha and Shaul are fundamentally different, Bolavim Olo tells me two fundamental different things, and that's the Machlokes between Rav Acha and Ravina. What is the Machlokes between Rav Acha and Ravina? It goes in Shoal, so it goes in Chiyuv Achrayas. The Vav says it goes in Chiyuv Achrayas of the Shomer Socha as well. What about, does it go to the previous Parsha? Go to the previous Parsha, it's not telling me anything about Chiyuv Achrayas. It's telling me that normal Shomer, the non-fulfillment of the Shmira, the Ikiyum HaShmira, is Mechayev me. Here, the Ikiyum HaShmira is not Mechayev. Din of the Shmira. What is when Reb Chaim keeps saying it's din of the Shmira? Depends what happens b'shas Shmira. When I'm a kabel Shmira on this, I'm a kabel Shmira. What does it mean? I'm a kabel. This chiyav hashova is built in. There's a chrayas for it, and there's a chiyav to watch it, and a chiyav to pay if I don't watch it. Why? Comes along bolavim alo yeshalim. Say, when your Kabbalah says Shmira, if it's Bolavimo, what's going to be the halacha? The halacha is going to be, there's no Chiyuv Achrayas. Then along comes another Gzeiros HaKol. It says, even though normal Shomer, the non-fulfillment of the Shmira is a Mechayev Tashlum, Bolavimo says, in this Shmira is Potter from Tashlum. Okay. Now, if it stood by itself, so what? So here we said there's a basic machlokes between the Ramban and Rashi. What the halacha of any yodei and paraiti is about is I have a vadei ma'is mechayim, a sofik ma'is poter. Ramban, Rashi, cheskes chiyuv. Nafka mina, if the poter happened before the chiyuv. Here, what's the halacha? I was mekabel achrayas. I was mekabel shmir, it's bolavimo. What does bolavimo say? There is no chiyuv achrayas. For a shmira, that bolavimo, there's no chiyuv achrayas. Chiyuv hashov, no chiyuv achrayas. Chiyuv shmir, no chiyuv achrayas. Perfect. So sofek, there is a chiyuv achrayas. So sofek, tenu dem nes chayavti. I don't know whether I'm chayav achrayas b'chol. Mashen kein in posheya. I know I'm not talking about chayav achrayas. Am I chayav to watch? I'm chayav to watch. Every shomer who's chayav to watch, he doesn't watch. Then in non shmiras b'chayav. Except in bolavimo, if it's bolavimo, that passes him from the chayav of all other shomer b'chayav. So he had a Maisa Machayev, a Suffolk Polter, and a Yodayim, Paraitis Chayev. Now, of course, this is built on a tremendous assumption. The Rambam in and Yodayim Paraitis is going to agree with the Ramban. Maybe yes, maybe no. But that's how it works. Yes. Okay. Comes the Gro, doesn't like it. And he comes up with a different. He says, if you have a Bible, what does Tosfos tell us? How do we pass it? The Gemara doesn't come to a conclusion. They have a cloud, whatever, Rav Acha, Ravina, Cholek. So then we go to the Rehamekel. But that cloud works in a lot of places, in Isurim. It doesn't work in Dine Mamanis. Because Dine Mamanis, what's Mekel? Mekel to one is Machma to the other. She says, no. What's the halacha? Since there's no clear psaak, we leave it with the muhsak. Oh, we leave it with the muhsak. Wonderful. So, but since there's no clear psaak, we leave it with the muhsak, not because we paskin pshiva ba'al potter. We paskin sofik. Except, what do you do makam sofik? You leave it with the muhsak. That's wonderful. But now I have another sofik. Is the Shmir of Bible not Shmir of Bible? Is the Shmir of Bible not Shmir? So I have two Sveikas. And two Tzadim Lahachmer. One is Shmir of Bible's Chayef. If there's no more Potter, there's not Shmir of Bible. Oh, you have two Tzadim, you have Shnei Tzadim. Okay. So there are four possibilities. Three out of four possibilities is Chayef. One out of four possibilities is Potter Chayef. And that's enough to be Motzi Momen HaMokhser. Comes along some gentlemen who want to ask a question. No question. Why no question, Rabbi Calderon? There are two Gemaras of Holchem Mamon Acharov. What are the two Gemaras of Holchem Mamon Acharov? I sell you a shore and it's a problem with the shor. It's an archon, it's a wild animal. Can't use it for anything. Oh, but you can always one thing you can do with it, you shecht and eat the meat. So, it's not going to be wild anymore. So Gemara says, what happened? So the moche can tine. I sold it to you. Did we spell out what it is? I said, I knew it was an archon, I sold you for the purpose of meat. And therefore, don't say it's a mekar tos. That was my kavana. What happens if rove people there sell it for the purpose of doing malacha with it, plowing with it? No problem. Why? What does that say? Don't determine what my das is according to rove. You say what my kavana is. And how do you determine my kavanah by a roe? Don't determine my kavanah by a roe. That's one gemara. It's another gemara. Kad. Chavis. I sold you. I agreed to sell you a kad. Is a kad a chavis? I think kad means a pitcher. And you think it means a barrel. Okay. So I give you pitchers, not barrels. That's what I was mischayef. Most people say it's a barrel. Too bad. I know what I had in mind. Don't use the rove to tell me what I had in my mind. So the two gemaras in Holcham and Mamon Acharov have nothing to do whether I use rove to be motzi mamon or mosuk or not. Some rishonim achronim get into that, but the two gemaras that revolve. We're talking about a very, very specific situation to determine what's happening in my mind by what's happening in most people's minds. No. You can't determine what's happening in my mind by what's happening in most people's mind. You know, no one knows what's happening in my mind. They'll say, well, Mastroma used it. People call me up. Well, this type of guy does this. I said, what does that have to do with this individual? And Holchem and anything Acharov, what's happening in a human being's mind. It's two very different things. There is no Gemara that says that you can't be Motzi Momen HaMuchzik Al Yedei Rov. Certainly not the clout of Holchem and Momen Acharov. That Gemara has two applications, and one group of Rishonim, if I'm not mistaken, Rabbeinu Peretz, they're Now, Meinich says it, if I'm not mistaken, among the Bishon who said it, suggested in Daat Nira. Other people may disagree. Now, the Gra apparently felt that that if you have Rov Tzadim, that's enough to be a Motzi Momen. And from the Mursuk. So, how, at least the Cholapor is in the Shita Saramba. How this fits in with other Rishonim who, or Achronim who want to say, Kabbat Motzi Momen of Mursuk al Piro, because they're Hokum Momen Acharov. There's no riot that the Rambam held that, and the Gemara does not necessarily say that's what it is. What is the Gemara? All the Gemara in Holom Acharov is don't tell me what's happening in my mind, because Rove people this is what's happening in their mind. At the mind of every human being is a separate, unique institution. Okay. Now, this is now. Then we get in Shutfim. Shutfim, we get into a very, very complex thing where we have to go back because whatever people, where are the sugyas about Shutfim? Let's just recall. We had a sugya that found a dalit about Shutfim. Went through the Ramban, the Rashba, Rashi, all of these, we've shown them how they understand what a Shutfis is and how a Shutfis is created. Now, and the Ramban and the Ant, they try to prove what a Shutfis is from our Gemara. The Ramban and Lama Dalit says, I have this theory. My Raya is Bamasiyat Sarevon. This theory? Right. Okay, let's just begin with Rashi and our Sugya. The Ritva both in our Sugya and in Lama Dalit. And let's first begin our Sugya. And what does Rashi say? Rashi says, "Hashutfim porush shehi shel shneim, shutim shesho alu lachlush bokarka shel shutfis." So maybe we were shoel this para. We were shoel this para. I'll use it sometime. You will use it sometime. Rashi says, "No, that's not a shutfis." Take a look in the Ritva here. Ritva says no. Rashi is telling me a very, very specific thing. That Shutfis has to, you can establish a Shutfis. That means a joint ownership, a joint chiyuv. When you're talking about a piece of property that we're both Shutfim on. The Shutfis, this Shutfis owns this piece of property. So anything that we hire for the purpose of this joint enterprise is we do it per shutfis. But, says the Ritva, let's just read the Ritva. The Ritva says like this. And he's talking about Rashi. Kavish Rashi. Perish the perush. He was shut from the Asek. Uchyotzebo. Inami shne anoshim ba alma shenom karka beshut for show paralakrish bohodish. Echo. Yesh mashroj te lezeshur. So if I have my farm and you have your farm. So what do? We rent this shore and we'll use it between the two of us. So for 15 days it's mine and 15 days it's yours. So what happens in such a case? Each one, 15 days is his. So it's not at what happens. So the 15 days I'm using it, if something happens, I have a full chiyuv. 15 days you have it, you have a full chiyuv. There's no joint chiyuvim here. When is there a joint chiyuv? If we have a piece of property that we own jointly, and we rent it to take care of this joint. Then it's a joint ownership, a joint she'ela. So he's telling you a very interesting thing. We go into business together, we should. What does that mean? We'll work together.
but there's no chal Hashem shutfus on what we're doing together. I mean, but in a cooler ball of him or cooler show. Well, okay, so the thing that is shutfim sheshalu, shalom in hashutfim. Okay, what is shalom in hashutfim? So wait a second. Before we go further, shalom in hashutfim. Let's just wait 1 second. We saw yesterday a rush. We have someone who's a barber for the city. What does it mean? He gets paid his salary from the city. And anyone can call him up 9 to 5, come over to my house, give me a haircut. Okay, so what does the Rosh say? The Gemara says, Be'idin Avidatayu. What does that mean? So let's see what the Rosh says, and let's see what the Mitzvah says. I only work 9 to 5. You can't call me up 2 o'clock in the morning that I need a haircut. I'm 9 to 5, I'm available for a haircut. I don't have to be working for you then. Because 9 to 5 I have to be available. I can't decide I'm gonna do something else. I am hired by the entire city. Me did they have shutfim shesochodesh. 2 shutfim hired this shore, this automobile. What does it mean? The whole show having shadow by him should. Wait a second. Rashi's not gonna agree with this. What happens? He says anytime, but we're not talking this an ownership of a piece of property here. No ownership of a piece of property. No. What did we hire? That 20 people, 30 people hired this person to be available to them for haircuts. So he's available to 30 people and anyone wants. So according to the way the Ritva says Rashi, when he's giving Reuven a haircut, he's working for Reuven. When he's giving Shimon a haircut, he's working for Shimon. Let's take a look how the Ritva on Daf Tzadei Zayin says this. The Idna Viditayu. Bahatam, shekolelu nolum schar bnei yehiya. They take their money from the city. Vayrehem b'malocha etzol kol bnei huya. Fil kishosim malocha le'echod. Have a kilo osim lekulam. Kilo kulam hein yaskar. Avo medivrei Rashi zal. Let's take a look what Rashi says in Daf Tzadei Zayin. Says b'malocha. Kishela, what is, let's say, what Rashi says in Daf Tzadei Zayin about such a situation. But Rashi doesn't like that, of course. Why doesn't Rashi like that? Because Rashi told you in Daf Tzadei Zayin. Kishela b'ayla, im mishahoye zeba melach toshol hemeno behem abolso shol umay sepotu. Oh. While I'm giving a haircut to someone, I'm working for him. So he says Rashi doesn't say that. But Rashi said, Rashi knew it. Lo chosh shel b'balam, el lo otsa shoy b'malach, to shen shom ha'am b'hem, bo otsa shoy potu. Lo nehira. He might come out shom rova. Let's have a mosa, hainu kodu. Okay. Rashi l'shitosa. So comes in the Ritva. And says, but there's a rival. The Rosh brings a rival. Rashi doesn't agree with that. What is, now, here we get into, can you have a shutfis? I agree to be a barber for 30 people. 30 people hire me together. Is that a shutfus or not? If you take a look at the Rambam Perek Hei Hilchos Mechira, he says, "Advarim shem behem mamish ein akinyan mol. Kotzer b'shtar, a kinyan, that we are going to be partners in an umnus. You and I all want to open up a barbershop together. We'll be partners. We'll both work in the barbershop. So how do you establish the shutfus?" Says the Rambam, "No such thing. I'm a barber and you're a barber." Says the Rive, "No. A sheet of atzma nekna bekinyan. You can agree to have a shutfus in the barbershop. What is that? We have a shutfus. We work together. We are one unit. And I give haircuts and you give haircuts. At the end of the day, I don't count how many haircuts I gave. I don't count how many haircuts you gave. We have a shutfus. We split the profits 50-50. We create a shutfus. There's an idea of a shutfus." Rashi says a shutfus can exist only when I'm talking about a specific piece of property. Then whatever is done for that property is a shutfus. So, therefore, we have a shutfus. We're going to hire a barber. Rashi says no such shutfus. No piece of property. We gave him a certain money, 30 people, whenever they call him up, he has to be available to give him haircuts. 9 to 5. Rashi says, when he's giving for Reuven, he's working for Reuven, he's working for Shimon Levi Yehuda. Says, the Ravid Lishito, so, no. There's such a concept of a shutfus, independent of a shutfus and a piece of property. Very sodistic machlokas happening here. Between Rashi and the Ravid at this point. Now, how does this work with shutfus in general? Now, let's take a look in Daf Lamed Daled, Rashi there. Shila Maxim Tichit. Vashilam Le Echo Mayhem. That means I was Sholem in Hashutfim. I'm a dollar on the base. And I paid one of them Chelko Chetzi Domeha. I have two Shutfim. They were marshaling their para. And I pay to one of them 50%. Am I calling the kefil on 50%? Rashi throws in some extra words. Chalko chetzi domeho sho'olov. Mahu lichnos chalko hamagiyah. Okay, a Ganav stole this. I'm going to go chasing the Ganav. Was the Ganav owes kefil to the owner? He owes kefil to Reuven, he owes kefil to Shimon. What does Rashi say? I stole from Shutfin. I owe 50% to one Shutfin, 50% to another Shutfin. And I come along, I'm the shoal, and I pay 50% to one shutif, that I was I corner the kefil that was coming to him. Or I have to buy the entire para. What is the idea of buying kefil? It
says, I don't buy kefil. That's a dover shalobo. Oh, let me just remember what we learned all the time. What do I buy? I buy the paru 1 second, at 1 second before the gneiva. Or I buy the paru as is manrisha. Can I buy, do I buy half the paru or not? This is how Rashi interprets the sugya. Now, with this Rashi, so I understand Rashi very well. Or do I understand Rashi? Wait a second. We're talking about an animal that's owned by Shutfus. There's an animal owned by Shutfus. So who owns this animal? The Shutfus owns the animal. So Rashi says a very simple thing. We'll see how the Ramban interprets Rashi. All we've shown him here on Daf Lamed Daled interpret Rashi. We have to square Rashi Lamed Daled with Rashi Tzadeh Vov and Rashi Tzadeh Zayin. We have to square it all out together. Rashi says, yes, we own it b'shutfus. If I rent it out to someone, he's rented it from the shutfus. But there is no such shutfus except in the ownership of a property. Now, once we have a shutfus, once we own property together, the question is, what's the halacha? Who has to pay? Each one has to pay the whole thing, or each one has, what's the halacha of a shutfus? This the Ramban jumps into and says as follows. Ramban and Daflam and Dawud. Let's begin with Rashi, and then we'll adjust how all the, with the different versions of what shutfus is, how they're going to understand the Gemara Lama Dawud, how they understand the Gemara Tzadeh Vov, and how they put it all together. Shutfim sheshoalu. Here I'm not paying to the shutif. Shutfim sheshoal. I read the Rashi of, let's see, all the Rashis. Lamedav. Shile mechtsu. Metchilotsu. It says, ma'olik nos kefil shalom. You know, I mean, cave in the porish shleim or shilem. No. Shilem le'echon mehem. He says, liknos kefil shalom. Me amrin came in the porish lema shilem, kona, odilma came in the travail chad pikot nahavim, veinam ashalim as shtehim. That means what happened? I was shoel. No, that's two paras, excuse me. Liknos kefil mehem, came in the porish lema. No. Shil echon mehem, chatsi domov sheolov. Mahu. That means, Shilem echon mehem. You have shutfim sheshol. So, chatsi domov sheolov. That's what am I chayef? I'm chayef a half. Sheyikne chatsi kefil. You have a shilem kol hamutol olov. So, what? I took from shutfim. Shutfim was shoel. Shutfim for shoel. So there's a shutfis. What is the halacha of a shutfis? Each one has to pay his 50% of the shutfis. They call it a kefil or not? Says the Ramban. Chatzit olam maushik and chatzit kefil miyamrinim harishinim kol hamutol olav. Shmaita nami hochidiyak. Each one has to pay 50%. The alcohol chad v'chamenayu to make kulo. If a shutfus meant each one pays 100%, so v'nayu to make kulo. If I paid 50%, I didn't pay what I have to pay. I don't pay. And then he gets into a whole problem. What is shutfus? Shnayim shalovu. Shnay, all of it. How shutfus works. Now, I don't know whether you had a chance to go through this entire chazarova, all these Rishonim we saw.
He says, what is my big raya? Yesh lomar, he says. I'm going to come up with a theory, he says. Shnayim shalovu me'achod. Two people took a halvah together. Okay. O shehifkid echot etzlom. One person gave his chavetz to two people to be a shomer on. Each one has to pay 50%. He says, okay. Is that because the halvah is to this one 50 and this one 50? Or the halvah is to the shutfus 100 and the chiyuv of each person is to pay 50%? Let's see, Rehan Hormix is Chachamorim, Adivere Rambam, Baba Fatsa. Reshadin Kach, Elish ain't a riot. It's not a riot. Perek Hashoel Garcina, Shutfim Shishalu, Venishal Echleachon Mehem, Maulukulu Shobinen, Waleka, Odilma Lahu, Palgo de Shali, Mehas Potter. Atomish Kolechem Chayabako, Alopota Filibakulo, Hashoel Hubako. Toma Kalin, he says, Shnaim Shesho'alu, we were Shoel Bashutfis. Now, so what's the halacha? I owe 100 and you owe 100, and then we work it out between ourselves. The marshal, who does he go? He goes to everyone and asks for 100%, or he goes to each one and asks for 50? He says,
if I could go up to each one and ask 100. So the Gemara here in Sarevot doesn't make any sense.
So apparently, if there's a chiyuv b'shutfis and a chanami, but what is the chiyuv of each individual? What right do I have to ask everyone? I can ask everyone for only 50. There's a second halacha. What's halacha? Each one is an orei for the other one. And if I can't collect the 50 from the other one, I collect it from him, betoras orei. Now, the Ramban, we don't know. And he's building himself off of Rashi. Wait a second. Rashi is talking in a very specific situation. And the Ramban seems to extend this way beyond where Rashi says, fine. So wherever Rashi says there is a shutfus, he defines what a shutfus is. Ramban may expand where a shutfus exists beyond what Rashi explains what a shutfus exists. But when you do have a shutfus, what's the halacha? Each one is chayav kulo, or each one's chayav, the shutfus is chayav kulo, and each one pays 50%, and when I go up to each one. Okay, now, This is the Ramban. Yes.
I'm here if he says in regards to the actual payment, the Ramban says that it's 50%, then how can you still have the side that each guy is doing the whole thing? Like, I hear art.
No. Listen, you come from a legal family of lawyers. You know, there's such a concept of a corporation. What is a corporation? A corporation is a fictitious entity, right? It's a fictitious entity. Okay. What is shutfus? Which is, I own 50%, you own 50%, I owe 50%, you own 50%. Or sometimes there's an entity called the shutfus that owns the whole thing. But the shutfus is not a person. So the question of, I'm a shutif and you're a shutif, what is my responsibility for the shutfus? So the Ramban says, the shutfus owes 100%, but there's no human being called a shutfus. So if I ask money from someone, I have to go to a specific person to get money. Now, when I go to him, I say, well, you're a partner here, so you're part of the shutfus. So what does part of the shutfus mean? Each one has to pay 100, and then he gets reimbursed from the other one. Each one owes 50, but in case the other 50 can't come up with it, then he's an ore for the other 50. In the end of the day, if one doesn't pay, the other one's going to pay 100. That's what a shutfa says. If it was 50, or I own 50 and 50, there's no way I'm going to be able to collect from the other one. The question is, why do I collect from the other one? Because I really owe 100? Or no, I really own 50, but I'm an ore for the other 50. That was the Ramban's whole issue here. Okay. What I presume that not everyone was able to chazer. The Rishonim are very, very simple. We have to straighten it out. We learned it once. Now it's chazara. No, this is the Zman HaKtzira now. Yeah, it's that we tie it all together. So now, when we're in the Sugyan Ashur, well, we have to see exactly the Rishonim in Bab Metzia Lamed Dalet, Rishonim in Bab Metzia Tzarei Vav, and Tzarei Zayin. And then we get into the question of, when you're working for the people in the city, where's Bolavimo? For all the people in the city, the specific person you're working for. So I said yesterday, that ties it all together. Now, okay, Mirza Shambli Neda, you'll chazer over what we said in Hamafkid, and then we'll apply it to our sugya. There's another issue before we can outline all the issues here. Okay, Shutfim Shishoalo. The question is, Bolavimo. Bolavimo on one of them. Doesn't mean the one who's not Bolavimo definitely has to pay 50, and the Suffolk is in the other 50. Well, the Suffolk is in the entire thing. Take a look in the tour. Shin Mem Vav. He says, like this. He says, Shul Tum Shishalu. Okay, no. But no. No, here, that Shul Tum Shishalu is Emmy's there. That's Shul Tum Shishalu. Where is it? Show me Ish Show part of the river. Okay. Okay, here Sif Yud Aleph. Shol Mishnei Shutfim. Borrow from Shnei Shutfim. Minishlo Echamehem. And the Shoel is Bolavima with one of them, not the other. Niboyalon Yhabe Bechelik Sholso Nishlo Shela Babayam Allah. Shutfim Shishalu. I'm a shutif in the Shela. And the Mashal is working for one of them. The Boyle, you have the Otsa Shol Shela Babayam Olo. Velo Yifshit, Lafika Chemetum is suffering. The Tov Lom Afkinim in it. He says, okay. A heavy the Otsa Shol Shela Babayam. 50% you definitely owe. Questions about the other 50%. You take a look in the Rambam, it is not particularly clear what he holds. In the Shulchan Aruch, it's not particularly clear what he holds. Could very well be that he holds that the Shaila is not definite 50, it's a suffix in the entire thing. That's the Parshas of the Lashon of the Rambam. There's a whole, and you take a look in Shulchan Aruch, there's a whole Tzelsenot. This outlines what we'll be doing the next few days.